brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So my husband and I and our two kids are feeling forced out of our house because of a legal situation with our HOA, where our HOA will be doubling in cost. And if we sell our house, we're wondering if we should use the equity to pay off our remaining debts, or if we should put it all towards a new down payment, since the interest rate is much higher now than when we originally bought.
Wow. What is your HOA fee now?
$400.
And it's going to $800.
Probably $750.
Wow. Probably, but hasn't happened yet.
Nope. So
who sued the HOA?
Basically, the HOA sued the construction company because some of the townhomes in our neighborhood have major damage, but the HOA just lost. And so now they are responsible for repairing the foundations and roofs of the damaged homes.
Wow.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I mean, they sued the construction company to get the construction company to fix the things. I don't understand, because HOA usually doesn't cover, oh, this is a condo. These aren't standalone homes.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay, that's what's going on. Okay. All right, what a mess. So how much equity do you have?
So probably about $120,000.
Before your values go down, once word gets out about the HOA fee going up.
And
Now it's worth $100, but once word gets out on this, you're probably going to lose some value.
Correct. Thinking of selling it now. Mm-hmm. We have to disclose it, of course, but we might have a better chance now.
Yeah, because there may be a bunch of other people going on the market too. The market might be flooded. Yeah, I'd sell it. I'm with you on that. And you got $100,000 or so in equity. How much debt do you have?
We have $50,000 in debt.
Okay, so if you buy a house with $50,000 down and you have zero debt, what's wrong with that?
Well, since now I talked to a lender and we qualify for about a 6.5% interest rate. When we bought, we had interest rate.
That hasn't got anything to do. The interest rate hasn't got anything to do. You're moving. So you're either renting or you're buying. You're either renting or you're buying. So your old interest rate doesn't matter. It's gone. You sold it. Okay? You're going to buy. If you're going to buy, it's going to be at these current interest rates.
Yeah, I guess
that's not going to change.
But whether or not we put a bigger down payment will change, like, what type of house we could get and what our monthly payment for that house would be. So we're just not sure what the wisest way to use that money is.
Yeah, well, your interest rate on your mortgage is going to be less than the interest rate on all your other debt, even though it's higher than the current mortgage. So mathematically, you come out better by paying off the debt and putting a smaller down payment down. You'll come out with a lower monthly drain by having an increased house payment. And the reality of this is that I would pay off the debt and buy whatever house you can afford at that point with the $50,000 down. And listen, Megan, I got a feeling this has been stewing and running around. Like you guys have been dealing with the unknown and the stress of this whole situation for quite some time. And I'm going to encourage you to list your house by Friday. No more wringing your hands, no more worrying, no more wondering. Make a decision. Your anxiety level will drop immediately. But you guys have been kind of hanging up here in this constant level of angst for a long time over this issue. And now you've come to the conclusion it's coming. So act on it and you will see your angst drop. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. And clarify what you were saying. So let's say she had a 2.9% interest rate. Now it's going to be 6.5%. So maybe her monthly payment, I'm making up numbers here, was $2,000 a month. And it's going to go to, again, making it up, $3,000 a month.
No, it's not that much.
But what you're saying is, so yeah, it's $2,700. What you're saying is paying off all the debt, all the car notes, everything, you're going to end up paying off $1,000 a monthly stuff coming out of your house.
Yeah. And here's the thing, $50,000 at an extra 3%, 3 versus 6, right? $50,000 that you don't have because you paid off debt at an extra 3%. 3 times 5 is $1,500 a year.
Hmm.
This whole discussion is over $100 a month.
Yeah.
Difference.
Yeah.
That's it. So she puts down another $50K, saves her $100 a month on the payment. That's it. So it's just the math is bogus. There's nothing here. Nothing's happening here.
But there's just so much smoke and fire about the interest rate.
Yeah, but it's like, oh God, interest is higher. Yeah, it's $100 a month in your situation because you paid off your debt instead of putting down an extra 50. That's what it changed it. And so zippy. You know, I mean, in the scope of your life, that's not the problem you got. You got a lot of bigger problems. Get this house listed. So John, talk about the idea that when there is that the unknown or the sitting on the fence on an unmade decision is more stressful than a hard made decision.
Yeah, I think it goes back to that illusion that we sold people for 150 years that mental health was getting all the right thoughts in the right order. And when you have a situation like this, it'll never get in the right order. They just swirl and swirl and swirl. And so what do? We think, we ask more, we read another book, we go. And so instead of just doing the stupid thing, you have to act your way.
Oh, and by the way, unfollow or defriend the HOA Facebook group.
That's the other. Quit talking about it.
Because that's where hell lives, is in HOA Facebook groups. The devil, that's where he takes up resident. It's a portal straight into hell.
If a bus is coming right at you and the lights get real bright and all of a sudden everything goes dark and you open your eyes and you're staring at a Facebook portal for an HOA group, you didn't get in. Right? You didn't get it. You didn't make it. You didn't make it. I don't, man. And people live on them. People live on
them. Oh, the wrong people. That's what I'm saying. So, and when stuff like this is going on, when a negative situation in the neighborhood, it's like, oh, it just goes bananas.
It's gasoline on a fire.
Just like, woo, woo.
Put the house up.
Unfollow, defriend.
Get out.
Get away from that stuff and put your house on the market and sell it and get out of Dodge now. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.